It could be a much bigger challenge. You know, he's such a great D lineman. He's like one of the guys who's not really appreciated around the league, but he does so much great things for those guys. Really an underrated player, you know. So it's going to be a challenge, and you know, it's something that you know the O-line knows that, and I know that. You know, we got to go out there and do what we got to do.
How are you feeling physically in the wake of that game on a short week against what is normally perhaps your most physical opponent besides Cincinnati that you face on a yearly basis?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a little tough little turnaround with the Bengals and then going right back to the Ravens. But I definitely can't complain where I'm at. You know, I feel great. You know, I mean, I had a great couple practices yesterday. You know, we had a little lighter practice than usual. And it felt good, you know, kind of got my legs back under me off of the day off. So today I was ready to go to work. I had a great practice. Tomorrow I'll do the same thing. So I'll be ready.
Your numbers are significantly better when it's cold, bad weather. I mean, Buffalo last year. Why is that in your mind? Did you run so well when the weather's bad?
Personally, because I think I played the same, you know, during the when it's cold and it's snow outside. I think I play the same way. I think other guys kind of don't. You know, I think other guys play worse when it's cold because they, in their mindset, it's cold outside. You know, guys don't really want to tackle or block or whatever it is, catch the ball. You know, I think my game doesn't change. I think I play the same as if it was sunny outside.